Kenneth Ray! That sound still rings in my ears when I think of my mom. Like most kids, I could usually count on being in trouble when my mom used both my names together like that. So I ask you, why would a mother yell this name at her son all his life after signing a document that says his name was Kenneth Donald? I ask because I actually saw the birth certificate with my mom's and dad's signatures, which I recognized as theirs, with the name Kenneth Donald on it. And I had never, ever heard anyone in my family call me by that name. It was always Kenneth Ray. I was born on August 21, 1938, at St. Joseph's Infirmary in Houston, Texas, the fourth child of Edward Floyd and Lucille Lois Hester Rogers. I am told that I have Irish and Native American heritage, and I always assumed that my Native American blood came from my grandmother, Della Rogers, with her high cheekbones and her once dark black hair that she pulled back in a severe bun in her later years. Whether it was Grandmother Della or someone else, I can't say for sure, but I just took it for granted that I was part Irish, part Indian, and that was that. I grew up in the San Felipe Courts housing projects of Houston's 4th Ward. San Felipe Courts, which was later renamed Allen Parkway Village, was built by the city of Houston in the early 1940s. San Felipe Courts consisted of a series of long, two-story brick buildings that faced inward to a courtyard with benches where people gathered to talk and children played. Over the years, many journalists have listed me as growing up in the Houston Heights area, but it was actually San Felipe Courts. The Heights was more upscale than my family could afford. We were poor people, but living in the projects, we really didn't know it, because we were all in the same boat. Our apartment had two bedrooms upstairs, one downstairs, and a kitchen. We basically had a revolving door with people always coming and going. As the older kids moved out, the younger kids came in. I was closest to my sister Barbara, who was 2 years older than me. The problem was that she beat me up every day of my life. Finally, the day I reached the breaking point, I had her by her hair and was banging her head on the fridge door. Thank God my dad walked in when he did, or I would have killed her. Barbara could be both my best friend and my worst enemy. My brother Leland was 10 years older and was gone all the time. Leland was really slick, smooth-talking, a very sharp dresser with his hair slicked back, and one thing was for sure, he knew the streets. Leland left home at 17. My sister Geraldine was 13 at the time, and my sister Barbara was 9. My younger brother Billy was 4, and Roy was just a baby. At this point, the twins, Randy and Sandy, weren't born, but we knew with Mom and Dad, more were coming. No matter what age we were, our parents would send us outside to play. They had no worries about us being harmed by strangers. We played all over that area of town with no fear. Seems hard to imagine now, and I regret, for most kids today, both that loss of innocence and that loss of freedom. Prior to the time the city built San Felipe Courts, the 4th Ward area had been primarily African-American, including Freedmanstown, so named because freed slaves had populated it in the late 1800s. The land was cheap because much of it was low swamp land prone to flooding. Initially, there were rumors that African-Americans were going to be included in parts of this public housing, but after the courts were built, the city put up a fence between the courts and what was left of the black section. At that young age, I didn't know why people were separated or even think to ask. It was just the way things were. I'm sure there must have been some bad feelings among the African Americans about that fence, but I never felt any hostility. I spent quite a bit of time in the black section, going to the friendly, always welcoming Italian store, Lonzo's Grocery, for my mom, or cutting through the yards on my way to school. And my memories were of friendly faces, elderly people sitting on their porches and waving as I passed. I like to think I've always been colorblind, and my relationship with the people in the black neighborhood next to San Felipe Court is probably the reason. I can only speak for my family, but...